Senator Joe Negron's bill, SPB 7038, otherwise known as Negron Care, got a unanimous vote by the chamber's Appropriations Committee. And Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Chris Smith, who wanted the state to expand Medicaid eligibility to more people under the Affordable Care Act, thanked Negron for crafting an alternative route.
I cautiously support today this first step, but I want to thank Senator Negron for not just shutting the door and saying no, but coming up with something to at least get us down the road and get us started towards where we ultimately want to be.
Negron's proposal would cover individuals making up to $15,000 a year and a family of three up to $26,000. That's the same population that would have been covered under the Medicaid expansion. Negron's plan would allow those estimated 1 million people to enroll in Florida's Kid Care program, which offers low-cost plans for children. There would be copays. The federal government has expressed interest in Negron's proposal, but those opposed to the Medicaid expansion say it creates government dependency, and they argue Negron's alternative would do the same thing.
We need people to stand on their own two feet.
Mark Rosenthal has been a frequent speaker at meetings where the health law has been discussed, and he says he's disappointed the state is considering a plan that relies on federal dollars, and he's worried about future costs.
When they passed Medicare, they projected the cost in 1990 to be $12 billion, and in fact, they were $110 billion. So if we end up in that type of mess, you're going to have to raise taxes tremendously.
State economists say the Medicaid expansion would bring down about $51 billion over the next decade, and Florida's share of the cost of the program would be about $3.5 billion. It's not yet known how much expanding the Kid Care program will cost, but Negron says he believes the state's option will save some money. Meanwhile, other lawmakers like Republican Senator Aaron Bean are considering their own approach for covering more Floridians. Though nothing has been put forth in writing, Bean wants the state to provide vouchers for people to purchase private insurance plans. Still, during Thursday's committee, he congratulated Negron on his proposal.
I'm looking forward to working with him. In our health policy committee yesterday, we invited all of our members to come up with plans. We gave them homework over our spring break next week, and so we look forward to coming up with ideas that we can either incorporate or to find a plan that we can all agree on and move forward to offer help to those who need it.
Lawmakers stress the Negron bill is not a done deal. The hearing in the Appropriations Committee is just a first stop, and the plan will be amended as it makes its way through other committees. And lawmakers like Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner had some suggestions.
Is an ombudsman provided for in the legislation to help the patients, someone with whom they can register problems that they are encountering?
Joyner also says the state should look into adding people called navigators into the program to help consumers shop and compare plans. Under the federal health law, navigators are people who do a similar task for consumers in federal health insurance exchanges. Negron says he'll take that into consideration. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.